Hillbilly in Beverly Hills. And so, drama beats. Hold up. Damn rich. Peanut butter guts in a Lamborghini. Whoa. You must have white bread. Let's make a sandwich. Now, I ain't never seen money like you got. Nobody got that kind of money in the boondocks. So if you take me up and show me the balcony looking over the Hollywood Valley, I'll make your balloon pop. Pop stars like you need a dude like me to appreciate your will. I know you got an elevator in your house, but with me you appreciate the steps. Act like you don't wanna see how much of this Jack Daniels you can handle. You wanna drink and get cut like Rambo, and let me drive your daddy's Lambo. Take me up.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. My name is Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex, also known as Tariq Elite, also known as K-Flex, also known as Denzel Sausageton, also known as TN, that nigga. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get all your macking needs. You can get all the pay-per-view specials, get all the game that one player or playette will need. I'd like to thank everybody for getting the Holiday Mackish package this week. A lot of folks got the Holiday Mackish package, and you guys are going to get it by Christmas time, by holiday season, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, you guys are going to get it in time, and I'd like to thank everybody for that. Now, for those who still want to get the cologne is still available. The Risqué Elite cologne, you can get the cologne by itself, and you can get that at TariqElite.com. That's where you can get my cologne, my signature cologne that's made exclusively in France. And you can get the Tariq Elite sunglasses, so you can get your holiday player look on. And I'm going to be on the road soon. A lot of people are asking me about lectures and when I'm coming to their city. I'm just trying to knock this documentary out, get this nice and crisp. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be in New York tomorrow. I'll be in New York tomorrow. I'll be in D.C. Friday. And I'll be in Orlando, Florida this Saturday. So you guys know what's popping in these cities during the nighttime after I'm done with my filming. Holla at me because I'm hitting up the clubs. I'm going to be in these cities kicking it. So we're doing some filming for the documentary all this weekend. And the documentary, for those who are not familiar, is called Hidden Colors. That's the documentary that we're doing. Real good information in this documentary. Some of the clips I've already posted on YouTube. You guys can check that out. And don't forget, guys, you guys, you can add this show onto iTunes. You can subscribe to the Mac Lessons Radio Show on iTunes. So you guys can get it downloaded automatically to your iPod. And you can get that game whenever, wherever, you can listen to it doing what you do. But about the documentary, again, we're doing some filming for the documentary this weekend. And we have 3 days left so people can contribute to the documentary, because we are still taking donations. Even though we reached our financial goal, you guys can still become a part of the documentary. A lot of people are asking, how can they be down? You guys can still participate in the documentary funding. Go to Kickstarter.com, type in Hidden Colors. And we have 3 days left, so you can get involved. The project is going to be done. It's already basically funded, but more people with more energy, we love it. But I digress. So I'm going to chop up some real good game on today's show. Now, like I said, I'm going back on the road early 2011, probably around February. There's a school down in Texas, Huntsville, Texas, I think that's the name of it. I got to figure out the name of the school. There's a few schools. There's one in Texas and one in North Carolina. They want me to come out. And like I've been saying, I'm going to focus a lot on the women. In 2011, I really want to talk to a lot of the sisters. I want the sisters to come out because the sisters are really up for learning some real good game. And I'm down to holler at the sisters about that. Because 2010, I've been doing sold out lectures for brothers all around the country. And I appreciate my brothers. And I'm still going to chop up game with the brothers and for the brothers. So that's not going to change. But I really want to focus on the women as well, because the women want to learn the game. And also, there's this whole little YouTube movement. There's a lot of these little bitch-ass dudes out here with this bash the black woman movement, and I'm not a part of that shit. I don't even want to be lumped into that category, because the thing is, I feel almost partially responsible for creating a bunch of little Frankenstein monsters, because you have a bunch of little moist-acting dudes now who get all my old material they get all my material from like 2006 and then they read all my old books. And this gives them the justification to try to intellectualize their hatred for sisters. So you have a lot of these little anonymous dudes, and there's dozens of them. There's a whole little bitch made movement of these dudes, these brothers, with these anonymous YouTube accounts shitting on the sisters. And I'm not a part of that. That's not what I do. I don't shit on the sisters because I don't hate sisters. I don't have that kind of hatred. These niggas are coming from a hateful, it's some hate shit going on with them. And I ain't on that, and I don't co-sign that. I don't want to be lumped into that category, because a lot of times people low-key blame me for these niggas, and I take responsibility that I was the first cat to really put that shit out there where I would check the sisters on their behavior. And I'm really the only person who's openly doing it. It's 2010, December 2010. Nobody else is openly checking sisters like I do. But I do it constructively. I'm not doing it on some hateful, I hate you shit. And the sisters know that. That's why sisters come out and they see me and they chop up game with me. But these little bitch made dudes, this has given them the justification to hide on the internet and diss sisters. And I don't co-sign that. That ain't cool at all. Because those bitch niggas, a bitch nigga's a bitch nigga all across the board. A lot of these dudes will try to take my material, then low-key say something slick about me, but they stay hiding. So I'm not a part of that. That I call that internet attention whoring. And today's show is really going to be about what I call MAS, that a lot of brothers suffer from. A lot of guys are suffering from MAS, and MAS stands for male attention whoring syndrome. That's a major problem with a lot of guys today. And the reason why I wanted to do a show about male attention whoring syndrome is because I've been seeing a lot of little videos lately, and I've been seeing them for a while, but really a lot lately. It was a couple of videos in particular. It was one video that I saw of this brother. He was trying to go to court, and this nigga had this real crazy, elaborate hairstyle, and they wouldn't let him come to court because of his hairstyle. And he wasn't a gay dude. He was just a dude who had like some, just some real Christmas designs in his hair and shit. Just some attention whoring nonsense. Now, they shouldn't have threw the brother out of court, but I don't co-sign all that attention whoring. All that stuff is brand new with brothers. Also, there was another video that I saw of these dudes in Michigan. I think they might have been in Detroit. It was all circulating around the net. Somebody posted it up on my Facebook page, and you guys can add me on Facebook, facebook.com/Tariq Nasheed. There were these guys, these little dusty wannabe street niggas, and they were on YouTube with guns and bragging about all the dope they're selling and flashing all their dope money. Just doing attention whoring dusty nigga shit. Then all of a sudden all the niggas got indicted. So a lot of those dudes are in jail that was on this tape. And that's been happening a lot. There was a lot of videos out a few years ago, and there's a lot of YouTube accounts of dudes in the streets showing off their drugs, showing off their guns, showing off cocaine, just doing all types of crazy shit. There was even one dude who got killed. Some dude, I think his name was D-Lo. I try my best not to get too involved with this shit. But it was some nigga off in the hood talking greasy, and then somebody ended up shooting and killing him. So we have a whole generation of brothers suffering from male attention whoring syndrome, and it's to their detriment. And let me school some of these guys. We're going to talk a little bit about the street game on today's show. And I don't say anything to advocate anybody get into the street game, because my message and the message that I had when I was down in Atlanta, I talked about this a little bit there. And you guys can check out the Live in Atlanta DVD at maclessons.com. I was telling the cats that the street game is really not the business right now. You really don't want to get into the street game. Right now, the street game has too many male attention whores, and you can't hustle with that type of energy around you. You have a bunch of niggas out here who are desperate to be seen, and that's something that really plagues black people as a whole. Not every black person, but there's too much attention whoring going on with black folks, men and women. I get on the women later, but with the men, it's really not the business, because women, you know, every woman likes some form of attention, but a dude to be desperate for attention is not a good look, especially when you're trying to be up in some street shit. The number one rule of the street game is really to lay low when you're active. If you are fully active in the street game, rule number one is to lay low. I mean, kind of common sense would kind of tell you that, right? If you're trying to hustle and you're doing something illegal, the last thing you would want to do is get your dumb ass on YouTube bragging about what you're doing. These are some hustling backwards type niggas out here. The thing is, we have a bunch of niggas in the hood. It all goes back to being raised in a single parent home. The thing is, a lot of these dudes, not only did they not have the father around, but in many cases, the mother wasn't around, because a lot of these male attention whores were raised by young women. And that's a problem. See, when you are raised by a young woman, especially a teen mother, you can see the ignorance in some of these niggas. The teen mother was ignorant her damn self, and she just transferred her ignorance onto her little kid. Also, a lot of times these teen mothers were not around when these kids were being raised. A lot of these kids were pawned off to the grandparents, and the grandparents are, you know, a lot of times they're too old to really give them the attention they need. The grandparents are tired. They're like, look, I done raised eight goddamn kids of my own. Now I got to raise these badass grandbabies. So the grandparents can't give that type of attention. So you have these little dusty niggas with that orphan mentality, and they get out here in the streets, and they have that desperate need for attention. It's like, please look at me. Please acknowledge me. Look at me. See that I matter. And if you're a nigga in the streets, you got to get that mentality out of your system. Take your ass to go join the boys club or something to be around some male energy where you don't need to be around a bunch of people trying to give you attention. That attention whoring energy is the death of many niggas. So again, like I said, you have a lot of these dudes who were really neglected by both of their parents, or the dad may not have even known about their existence, but the mom neglected them. So you have a lot of these dudes who regress into this childlike state, and they don't know how to react about that. So there's a lot of subconscious subliminal things that cats do. I was listening to some things by Dr. Frances Cress Welsing, who's going to be in the Hidden Colors documentary, by the way. And in one of her lectures that she gave, she was talking about the psychology of sagging pants, because a lot of black men regress into a childlike state. A lot of brothers sag pants because that's what babies do. Babies walk around with their pants down and their diapers showing. And when you see niggas sagging with their drawers all out, that's a regression into childhood. See, the thing is, they try to make it seem like it's from the LA gang culture, but the LA gang culture, the sagging came from prison. In prison, they would take niggas' belts and your pants would sag, so cats would just use that as a fashion statement. But now you got dudes with skinny jeans and they whole booty is out. That ain't got shit to do with the LA gangs at all. These little moist bastards out here with the little with the thongs and the skinny jeans and the band shoes and the halter, that ain't got nothing to do with no street shit. So you guys have to know the difference. These niggas have moistened up the street game a little bit. But the thing is, man, you can't get into the street game and you have that mentality. And I was doing a Ustream show the other day. For those guys who don't know, I do a Ustream show usually every Sunday or every Tuesday. And there was one of my listeners, an 18-year-old young man, the Don Bankhead. What's up, Don Bankhead? I know you're listening. And we kind of have a running joke with Don Bankhead because he's a young guy and he makes a lot of mistakes, but he's trying. So he was saying something about trying to get into the street game because the streets are calling. And I was trying to tell him, like I tell a lot of young dudes who really shouldn't be in the streets, stay your ass at home. Do not mess with the street game because you don't have that kind of mentality. A lot of you niggas have that attention whore mentality, and you get out in the streets, and on your first crime spree, you're going to get caught and you're going to tell on everybody in the hood. So just stay home. Get a job at Costco's. The street game is not for you. You understand me? If we have too many dudes out here who are desperate for attention, if you're in an attention whore stage, you're going to make a lot of mistakes because you just want people to look at you. It's all about, look at my hair. You see little videos and clips of dudes with all types of elaborate things cut into their hair. It's like, look at me, look at me, look at me. Look at my chain. You got all these dudes with this gaudy ass jewelry, all these colors, niggas with all these gold teeth with rhinestones in it. Look at me, look at me, look at me. That's attention whoring syndrome. That's why when you go to the movies, little young niggas come in there, they're trying to get attention. They're yelling at the screen. You can't watch a movie because little niggas are in there attention whoring, yelling at the screen. Hell no, Harry Potter, run, nigga. Use your magic, Harry Potter. I'm like, shut your ass up, dude. Go ask your mom for a hug, man. Let people watch the movie. We don't want to be subjected to your damn childhood neglect. See, the thing is, let's take it back to the old street dudes. The old street dudes, they knew the rule of being low-key. See, there's a difference between flossing and shining. See, the old street dudes would shine. They just show up. They would be dressed fly. The cars would be on deck. They would shine. They weren't desperate for attention. It wasn't like, hey, everybody look at me. People would look for them. They were just shining. They were just clean like that. Their presence commanded respect. They didn't yell, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me. Also, what they would do, they would flip legit. And that means they would get some legitimate things popping off, and they would use that to floss or shine even more. They would get a legitimate business, and that would justify them shining and flossing. It wouldn't be no broke, dusty nigga walking around with a handful of money on YouTube. That's flossing, and that's like, hey, look at me, look at me. And then you get caught up in the game. Just like the movie American Gangster, Denzel's character, Frank Lucas, he played the Frank Lucas character. He was mad that his wife got him a fur coat because he wore this fur coat and it brought him a lot of attention. And that's how he got on the radar of law enforcement. So he was mad at himself for somewhat attention whoring. And that happens with a lot of other hustlers. There was a hustler out of L.A., the real Rick Ross, Freeway Rick. Freeway Rick was well known in L.A. Nobody snitched on Freeway Rick. Everybody knew who Freeway Rick was, but a lot of folks back in the 80s, they didn't know what Freeway Rick looked like. Because Freeway Rick, Ricky Ross, the real Rick Ross, not the rapper now, the drug kingpin, he was real low-key with his. So the reason he got caught up, it was some Colombian cat snitching on him. But the people in the streets, they didn't snitch on that dude. There was a respect there to a certain degree. Because he wasn't flossing. There was another cat named Harry O, one of the guys who secretly funded Death Row Records. Harry O was a big time dude in the streets of L.A. He was shining, but he wasn't no flossy dude. He was real low key. He got caught up because of some murder he was involved in, or a murder attempt that he was involved in. But Harry O, he would floss and shine because he flipped legit. He would promote plays. It was a stage play that he promoted with Denzel Washington that he produced. So he knew how to flip his businesses, and that justified the flossing and the shiny behavior. But he was still low-key with his. He wasn't running around, hey, I'm Harry O, the dope dealer. That's how you don't do that. So right now, man, a lot of cats get caught up in the game, man, because they are desperate to be seen, because these motherfuckers did not have parents that were there for them. And people need to get over that. And women are like that, too. There's a lot of women like that, too. There's this one chick named Kat who was on a TV show called The Bad Girls Club. And she's from Philly. And she recently, I don't know if she got out of jail, but they arrested her for drugs. She had a whole bunch of drugs in her house. She had keys. Ecstasy, marijuana. She had a whole bunch of shit. She may have, I know it was cocaine. I don't know how much cocaine, but they caught her with a lot, and her bail was like $500,000. Now this chick, Kat, she's a nice looking chick. She's a very attractive hood rat. Very cute chick, banging body, ass, titties, all that is popping, but the mouthpiece is kind of hood ratish. But the thing is, that's some dumb shit to do. for a number of reasons. Number one, if you are a female who's attractive, you shouldn't be out there trying to slang no work. And I'm talking to my ladies out here who are trying to get into the street game. Now, if you're an ugly broad or you're like a studdish looking chick, yeah, go ahead and get your little package and flip that. Now, if you like one of these old butch, hefty ass broads, you can kind of hang in the game like that. But an attractive feminine female shouldn't be out there trying to work no dope. Especially if you got big ass and big titties like this chick Cat. Because number one, there's going to be a whole bunch of dudes kind of low-key hating because they want to bang you, so they got a vendetta secretly. Also, with a woman, cats won't hesitate to snitch on a woman because they know there's no repercussions. A lot of dudes won't snitch on a female, or they won't snitch on a dude if they know that dude has connections. But a female in the game, they're going to snitch on you at the drop of a hat because they know that there's no repercussions. They know that you're not that big of a shot caller. And also with ass and titties, you stick out like a sore thumb. So people are going to be talking about you anyway. Also with this chick Cat, she was on a reality show. So now everybody knows who you are. Now everybody knows you have work. So now you become the get out of jail free card. So whenever anyone's out here hustling and they get caught, the first person they're going to snitch on is you. So they can cut themselves a good deal. You become a bargaining chip. So you're supposed to lay low. And again, like I said, a lot of women are on the attention whoring thing. A lot of women with the loud demeanor, with the crazy hairstyles, with the nails. But women, it's kind of justified for a woman to look for attention because, again, a lot of women go through attention whoring stages. But it's not the business for no dude. And that's the thing. A lot of dudes get out here. They campaign for attention. And the thing is, once you get attention, a lot of cats don't know what to do with it. A lot of cats are like, hey, look at me, look at me. Okay, we're looking at you. Now what? So they don't really have any substance. You dig what I'm saying? It's almost like Cat Stacks. Cat Stacks is like an internet attention whore. It's like, look at me, I done fucked Lil Wayne, and I done fucked this nigga, that nigga. Now, okay, you have our attention. Now what? And I done fucked this nigga. So her whole thing is just keep talking about all the niggas she's fucking. So there's really no substance there. It's just attention whoring. And we have guys like that. Guys in the streets. Like, look at how gangster I am. Look at all this dope. Okay, we're looking at you. What else you got? Look at all my guns. Look at all my dogs. Look, I'm going to shoot my gun. Now look, I'm going to kill somebody. So you're attention whoring to your own detriment. Because if you're desperate for attention, you're going to start doing anything for attention. And when you start doing anything for attention, you become desperate. And when you become desperate, you do dumb shit. And that's why a lot of guys get caught up out here, man. Some of these dudes be doing the dumbest shit. I mean, you can just look at the TV show First 48. There was one show where these fools, they killed some dude, then took his car, and these idiots got caught because they were driving the guy's car around. They drove his car around for like 2 or 3 days. You deserve to get caught if you're attention whoring and flossing in a nigga's car that you didn't kill. You want attention so bad, you just throw logic out the window. So you cannot be an attention whoring hustler. Because the thing is, a lot of you dudes out here, man, the street game ain't for you. Leave the street game alone. And people who want to get into it, it's too many attention whoring niggas out here, man. Don't even touch the street game right now. You can't hustle with cats like this because these dudes act like your best friend. These niggas will set you up and get you murked and be at your funeral singing Boys to Men. These niggas will set you up at the drop of a hat, man. You can't really hustle with these dudes. These dudes, again, they have that childlike mentality, so they can't really do time like that. These niggas can't do no real time. I know dudes back in the day, man, you try to bail them out, they'd be like, no, I'm cool, man. I'll go ahead and do these 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm not trying to say that niggas should be cool about going to jail, because jail is not cool and you shouldn't want to go to jail. But there's some dudes who are just not scared of jail, though. And I can understand that. You shouldn't be afraid of anything. you have these little bitch made attention whore niggas who are terrified of going to jail, and they can't be in the streets like that. These niggas can't do small time. You get these niggas caught up, they'll get in that room, they be like, look man, we're gonna go ahead and get you 30 days. Like, shit, I'm willing to wear a wire, nigga. Whatever you need, I can't do them 30 days, goddammit. Well, it's just 30 days. Nigga, I told you I wear a wire, nigga. I know a nigga who got 3 kilos, nigga. What you need to know? Can I get 10 days knocked off? I know a nigga who fight pit bulls. Can I get 5 more days knocked off? I know a bitch who sell pussy after projects. Can I get 2 days knocked off? I know a nigga who stole cable. Can I get 3 days knocked off? This is why, man, when you hustle with these little bitch made niggas out here, y'all gonna fuck up in the game, and you see these little niggas, they get caught with a brick, and then you see them 2 weeks later walking around the hood wearing a big fur coat in the summer, mic'd up. You know, these niggas talk country as hell, then all of a sudden they get out of jail, they speaking Shakespearean English, calling everybody by their government name. Like, hey, what's going on, Kenneth Jenkins? How you doing, Larry Simmons? The fuck you calling me by my government name for? Oh, man, just shouting you players out, man. So anybody have the hookup on cocaine or marijuana? Nigga enunciating words. You understand me? These niggas be mic'd up. You can hear the microphone feedback. So anybody have any crystal methamphetamines? What's that noise, nigga? Oh, no, that was my iPhone. So anybody have any crack or heroin? So y'all gotta watch out for these dudes, man. These niggas will snitch on everybody. Women too. These niggas will snitch on you. They be walking up, hey Kim, how you doing? I ain't seen you in a long time. Are you still prostituting by the train station? They'll snitch on their mom. Hey mom, how you doing? Are you still collecting welfare benefits illegally? Like, hey, grandma, are you still receiving food stamps and selling them illegally? They'll tell on everybody. So you cannot hustle with these niggas, man. And all you dudes out here, please get off that attention whoring thing. Stop trying to be seen just for the sake of being seen. Do something of substance. Be appreciated. Do something that will make a difference. Just people looking at you, dumbass, that don't mean nothing. You're worse than chicks. So many of these dudes are attention whoring. So many of these brothers out here right now have feminine characteristics, because attention whoring, again, that's a feminine characteristics. That's why I get on these dudes all the time about gossiping. That's another attention whoring thing. Niggas start gossiping just to be a part of the conversation. I don't allow any kind of gossip on my Facebook page. I don't allow any kind of gossip on Ustream. I have an anti-gossip disposition. Brothers got to get off that. I don't want to hear about niggas posting up shit talking about, hey, I heard Nicki Minaj is pregnant. As a man, don't get into that. I heard Drake is dating Rihanna. Shut the fuck up with your attention whoring and gossiping. And all you fellas, if you hear niggas talking that, you stop them. Say, look, nigga, get that male attention whoring syndrome shit up out of here. You start checking these dudes on all that feminine, moist, gossipy, attention whoring behavior. When you see little niggas on the internet talking greasy anonymously, you check them on that, because that's attention whoring. And these niggas are scared of any kind of criticism, but they still need attention. That's a bitch move. We have to start checking these dudes and making them step their game up. And again, all my people out here who want to get in the street game, don't mess with it. The street game is not popping because there's too many attention whores out here. Too many male attention whores out here. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I will be in New York this weekend, D.C. this weekend, and Orlando this weekend. So you guys hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/Tariq Nasheed. Everybody add me right now. And don't forget to check out maclessons.com. I'ma holler at you players later. Peace.